I'm delighted to say this morning and honoured that two remarkable people who are organising a charity mountain climb to raise money for cancer services in Kerry, which will be taking place over the May bank holiday weekend, have joined us in studio. We have both from Tralee, Lorraine Sevastova and JP O'Connor. Good morning. Thank you both for joining us. Lorraine, I might first ask you why this is a climb up Carron Toohill. It'll be taking place on May 3rd over the May bank holiday weekend. Why are you doing it?
I'm doing it in memory of my daughter Liliana, who I know most of your listeners will know about, who passed away from cancer last November. For me, it's just to highlight that the lack of services that we have, and that palliative for children is... it's there, but it's almost non-existent, really. We have great palliative service for adults, and we have the cancer bus, the palliative care unit and hospice care and everything like that. But unfortunately, we don't have that same care or supports for children. Families are very much affected by this, and really my goal for the climb is to highlight the need for it, as well as raising funds.
And John Paul, tell us about your role in all this. Why have you got involved with this charity mountain climb up Carron Toohill?
So 2 years ago, myself and another coach in town, we organised Mount Brandon for cancer, with all the funds going to Recovery Haven. The reason why I got involved in this is because 11 years ago, my mother and my sister got cancer, and my mother has had cancer twice since. So it's been quite, you know, it's kind of close to my heart kind of thing. So I started coaching Lorraine in the gym there recently, and we all know what Lorraine has gone through. So I said to Lorraine, I said, would it be something you'd be interested in doing to raise funds for cancer in memory of her daughter? And she jumped at the chance straight away, like, you know, so it was great. Yeah.
And Lorraine, so the funds will it's going to go towards cancer, cancer causes. As you said, a children's palliative suite at the Cashel Ward in UHK?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so this sounds a very obvious question now, but how would that really help children and their families going through this horror?
Okay, so I suppose from my own experience, when my daughter got diagnosed, we spent an awful lot of time in Crumlin Hospital in Dublin. And myself and my husband at the time, that's where we stayed. And there was an awful lot of financial pressure. So a decision had to be made that one went to work and one became a caregiver. The pressure was tremendous, trying to work and raise money to keep a home here in Tralee, which was our own home, and also to keep myself and Lily accommodated and fed in Dublin. It's taken that you automatically had a room in a hospital or a room in the Ronald McDonald House, or food is provided and all these things. It's not, you're not guaranteed that at all. We spent an awful lot of our time staying in hotels, which are extremely expensive. And 1 week it might be €500. And if there's a long weekend, that room could go up to €1,300. And that was on us. Like, we took on all those costs. There is no supports there for it. All the while trying to keep a family and a house running down here in Kerry. So, the room, my daughter passed away in Cashel Ward, and we're very blessed with the staff, who I couldn't even say staff anymore, they're just friends now. She passed away in room 10, and it's one of the larger rooms on the children's ward, and it is now the palliative care suite for children, which we really didn't have, and it's nice to coin it too so people know it's there. Children do get the best care, you know, from the nurses over and the doctors over, you know, medically. Their parents meet them emotionally, but the thing is that the parents are kind of like free radicals. They're just hanging out there, and I want to support them. So if I can alleviate any of the financial pressures for them, i.e. heating oil, diesel to get to Dublin, a hotel stay, a weekly shop, you know, Just Eat vouchers, because Smith's vouchers come in and treats come in for kids, and they are taken care of. But really, it's really, really necessary to back the family while they're going through this trauma, and give them the space to be with their children while they're at end of life and not have to think about the bills at home.
And now more than ever with the energy crisis.
Absolutely. I mean, we throw it out there and we hear about it, but when you're that parent and you're putting your child into a car and you're looking, can I fill this tank to get up there? That's not easy. And if you do, how do I get home? And not every child, you know, like I said, we don't have a support bus for our children. We don't have anything like that. We don't have somebody that can step and say, listen, we have that. You don't need to worry about it. So that's where I'm kind of goal focused at the moment.
And JP, Recovery Haven are also going to benefit from this Carron Toohill for Cancer climb on May 3rd.
Yeah. Recovery Haven are brilliant. They help families an awful lot through these experiences. while people are going through cancer, and if it's post-bereavement as well. They've got a lot of stuff going on there, but what do they do exactly?
Well, like, they gave me support, so yeah, like throughout Lily's illness, you know, I was able to get some counselling, and I got some reflexology. You know, even since Lily has passed, they're constantly in contact with me, offering courses, offering more help. So they really are there all the time. Yeah. Again, it's different for me because mine's around a child.
Mm. Lily was only 10 as well.
She was only 10, yeah, you know, and when she'd passed, and, you know, she put up a really, really big fight, and, you know, I think eventually she got tired, and that was just something that happened, and she just closed her eyes one day and that was it. So for me, it's really important for her legacy and her memory to live on, because I just feel that she had a big voice herself, and she was a big, big personality, and anyone that met her would know that. And this little girl actually donated her own hand when it was amputated to science, with the hope of finding a cure or anything like that. So as long as I have a breath in me, I'll keep ploughing on, doing what I can do.
Yeah. And that's what drives you on. That's mm-hmm. yeah. because I can't imagine losing a child. I can only imagine that I would be very tired and feel very defeated and very angry at life. And Lorraine, you have used this awful tragedy to help others.
Mm-hmm. That would be it. Like I've said, you know, actually one of the nurses pointed to me, you know, palliative isn't just in hospital. And even though I say I'm raising the funds, or we are raising funds, yes, of course it's for the hospital, because they're the first faces that the nurses meet at these devastated and distraught parents coming in that are living their whole lives in fear of the unknown. And, you know, like I said, if we can just help any way at all, you know, if it's somebody to go out to their homes and say, "Mom, I've got this, I'm going to clean the house today." Or, you know, you get a subscription for a delivery company that cook food, or, you know, set that up, just take off those everyday living things so they could just spend all of those precious, precious moments with their child.
Yeah.
Yeah. JP, you are a fitness coach, and you've been helping Lorraine and others, no doubt, get ready for the for the Carron Tuil for Cancer Climb on May 3rd. Is that a Sunday or a Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. How can people get involved? And do you need to be super fit like yourself to do it?
No, no, no. You can just go at your own level, really. And the good thing about going up a mountain climb, you meet so many new people. You know, everyone's at different levels, so they're going at different paces and stuff like that. So we're going to meet in Cronin's Yard at 9:15 on the Sunday morning. The climb is going to start at 10 o'clock. As I said, just bring yourself. We want everyone to go, as many people as go, from the age of 10 plus. We don't want any young kids there, like, you know, obviously. And it's just take your time. Afterwards then, we're going to have a barbecue laid on in Galley's Bar. Everyone's invited to that as well. So
Galley's and Tralee. Mm-hmm.
We'll have a bit of crack in Galley's after as well, yeah, yeah. There'll be food music. And music there as well.
And let's hope the weather is good as well. And how do people get involved? How do they enrol? How do they donate? How do they enrol to take part in the climb on Sunday, May the 3rd? And or if they're not, how do they simply donate so that you raise vital funds, as you've outlined so well there, the two of you, for the Children's Palliative Suite at UHK's Cashel Ward, and indeed for the great cancer charity Recovery Haven?
Yep. So at the moment we have sponsorship cards. So if anyone wants one, they can contact myself and JP. We're very media present anyway. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Also, the link is on there, and there's posters around town. We have no problem at all with anybody reaching out to do that. We would be kind of hopeful that if there are any businesses or companies listening at the moment, that perhaps they would consider us and become our sponsor, which would be really fabulous. And
we're going to promote their logos as well. So we're going to put a big banner at the base of the mountain, and it'll be in Galley's Bar as well, with all the logos of the businesses on it. So if they can sponsor us anything at all.
Or if they want to do their own little fundraiser, that's fine too. Yeah, we're not opposed to any help that we can get.
Yeah.
As regards to the climb, I've heard from a few people, you know, God, I'd never be able to do that. And you're not expected to at all, you know. I mean, it's really support for myself.
Do as much as you can, you know.
So we have a lot of people showing up, and what they're going to do is they're actually going to walk us into the mountain from Cronin's Yard, which makes me emotional, but yeah. I just think it's fabulous just to send us up. Mm-hmm. Myself and Jean-Paul, also for other people, we've decided that if anybody would like us to take a photograph of somebody that they've lost, or a trinket, or any endearing thing that they have belonged to them,
we're
so happy to take those up with us and take them on that journey.
Or anyone who's actually climbing it, just to bring their own photograph if they've lost a loved one, or if anyone is battling cancer, even just bring it, and just to do it for them. You know,
absolutely.
I'll be bringing a photograph of my mother and sister. They got through the cancer, thank God, but they've had an ordeal, like, you know, getting through it as well. So it's like every family's been touched by it, though, hasn't it? Every single family has been touched. So the good thing about climbing a mountain, like we always say, is you feel like you're up there close to heaven, you know. And I think it's very empowering being at the top of a mountain as well, isn't it? After going through the grueling task of climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it for a loved one, it's even more precious, like, you know. So
how long would it take to climb up?
the average
unfit person, like, no, an unfit person like me. I'm not. Most people are much fitter than me.
We're thinking of going up and down the Devil's Ladder, and hoping to do it probably in about 5 hours, maybe. We'll see. But starting at 10 o'clock, Galley's. The barbecue and galley is starting at 6 o'clock in Tralee. So
you should be back by
6
then.
O'clock. So, yeah, so hopefully, you know.
I'd say just like ease into the days.
There's actually a lovely walk all the way up to the base of the mountain. So even if you don't want to climb the mountain, just it's about a 5 kilometre walk up to the base of Devil's Ladder. So you should be fine, like, you know.
And Lorraine, I hope you don't mind me asking. I know you'll be carrying something precious of Lily.
Yes, I have. So I tend to take her picture with me. I've started hiking, thanks to Liam Hayslip and Rachel. They're a father and daughter, and they're really good friends of mine, so they carry me off once a week somewhere. So Lily has a little pair of Converse, and the night she went into hospital, she had got into her PJs, and these Converse are under the bed, and they're still there, and her socks are still in them. It's the last thing she would have taken off. So on that day, they'll be coming with me. I'll put them onto my bag so she can kick my butt the whole way up. And so I feel that I'm taking her to places that she probably won't go, well, will never go herself, you know, physically anyway, but spiritually, please God, she'll be there with me the whole way.
Look,
She will, yeah.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in to us. JP O'Connor and Lorraine Shevastova, who are organising a charity mountain climb Sunday, May 3rd, Bank Holiday weekend, Karen Tuchel for Cancer, to raise funds for Children's Palliative Suite at UHK's Cashel Ward and for Recovery Haven.